about the mask again. Or unless they suspect that I'm a CIA and they pull the mask somewhere away from the government. And then, you know, they would see if the good government had their ears. They didn't know I was praising the government all through it. And they didn't want to give me that t-shirt. That's their fault. That's their loss. We sure pulled more people in there than they ever had seen until I heard it. And it could have threatened them.
In talking to him, I don't think he has that much real commitment to socialism to think about that, you know, about bringing people to it. They just thought it was, you know, well, his reaction was just, it was, you know, foolish. You know, that we could have been smarter than that, too, which is true. So, I don't think he ever saw it as bringing people together and
problems.
And he's an extremely intelligent person, very intelligent. That's what he's showing.
He's very selfish people.
Yeah. And you know what he's doing? Yes, very selfish. Selfish. No, he's a person who... It was in the newspaper too, but it has been announced it will be taken its place soon, so it's not the hearsay anymore.
Oh no, well, I don't really need to get up the gas. I wasn't questioning. I thought I would be ambassador. I would be ambassador.
Mm-hmm.
He was sure he was going to be ambassador.
No, at that time he was the permanent representative to the EEC in Brussels, and he was calling for the London Post, and they switched a whole bunch around, and he had requested, and he thought sure he was going to get the London Post, and in New York, so I don't know if that was a demotion or if it was some reason for him to be put over there.
Well, I think he kept listening to you describe.
I also noticed his main interest was, you know,
he's close enough, that's one of the reasons he's close enough to be indebted to that. I mean, he's patient.
Is
he? Because he knows how selfish he is. He's not utterly accepting him in the world. He wasn't going to be impressive either. Abominable. You know, you're not supposed to sleep. You're being controlled. You wake up every time my stop talks. You're about to come.
A lot of people, we analyze from the standpoint, you know,
Picture of what things here but the things there are far more ominous.
Mm-hmm.
You still have a John Moon in that room. But the contradiction does it about is all we have to tell it now. Did Byrne go to Cuba?
Yes.
He hadn't been to America lately. Can I do that?
That was so
weird. He hadn't gone to America the first time.
Not that I know of. He might have stopped in between, but now I'm just a visit.
He could have gone to Mexico. I just didn't see why they should glorify Mexico City. The president of Mexico has been reasonably pro-Marxist. The next one is already appointed, so there's only one party in Mexico. The one that's appointed successor is a guy who's
nice,
sad news.
Mexican president was here on an official visit, and I don't remember if it was a few months ago. Yeah.
That's the man succeeding is right when he's already been appointed. He's cheating in the fall or the spring. So, I think we've got most of the major contradictions resolved. Do you have any questions? I don't know that. That's the major thing I wanted to ask. Anything else I should ask?
Me.
Yes. Yeah. We told them.
Oh, I think the police know what.
Let me
know what you're doing with you, China. I guess you got back from that big visit.
I did a call to you. You went to China.
He was really impressed with the enthusiasm of the people, like, you know, he would compliment them like they built by their hands with their own hands a hydroelectric plant. He really complimented them on their hydroelectric plant and said, "Comrade, he says, you know, we did this, but we could have done better." And he uses that all the time in his speeches. He refers back to China now and how they said we could have done better.
On several full-page articles in the paper.
He said it was better. The Chinese, he said the Chinese people, he said nothing to me.
He said Guyana could have done better.
No, he said, like, you know, when he saw the Chinese people and, like, they built a hydroelectric plant, he said, that is really something. He says, yes, but comrade, we could have done better. Burnham, I said that to Burnham, that they could have done better. He refers it back in his speech to the Guyanese people, get off your lazy asses and go to work, look like the brothers did over in China. And he said it up there, and he said, yeah, well, you're sitting up here drinking other stuff, and I was thinking you're going to get up well, because you get your ass up and go national service.
We should self-help very much. You don't have to plow the field, plant the cassava, do something for yourself first.
Mm-hmm. You said if your wife is busy,
self-help is effective.
Yeah.
You gotta get the state, the head of the family. He pays the poor territory, the protective role. He's got to channel that money in here. And he's talking about self-help. You know, China didn't do that goddamn self-help. The government channeled all of his money. Stay away from it. Government channeled all of his money to these people and did this shit. And they didn't have no fucker running around in a Rolls Royce. Mao don't ride a Rolls Royce. He's been a woman chaser. And I thought he was banned in the church. Why? I didn't like that. When he did it, or the other state fire. He had a little hybrid sex. I couldn't understand that. But he was better to me. But he never was a lucky man to keep me brother. Martin doesn't think that house he lives in is too elegant. In Georgia, but compared to other houses, I think it's pretty elegant.
Yeah.
Well, we're the tennis court for the thing.
The Bel Air residence.
And it's not his only house.
No. It was two main residences. Excuse me. The two main residences. And the Bel Air, Bellevue one is even fancier than this one here.
I don't believe that shit. I got it at the corner in the damn temple. I don't believe that shit.
He has a brown XK or tag or something like that. It's an English thing that he hot rods around when he's taken out of work. And this is what I've been told. I've never seen it.
I quit asking for readers. If they got a letter, got our letter.
Yeah.
that's very important.
Yeah.
And if not, we should go over that. We should talk about that meeting.
We don't have a copy of that goddamn letter. And we're all sort of putting that up. Do you want
to? I see.
I write this shit from the years. I write it. You're long. And I got no ego in the house. Some people, you just have to say, remember what they fulfill. You know, their own work. They remember forever. Somebody that was in a temple, that ripped their poem, and remember their award up the back there. And it all down. But if you don't have an ego, you're not going to remember all that shit.
Just like that, I think I should have kept the coffee. No, I didn't. Because I was in such a rush to get up there, I didn't take time. But
yeah, well, we think we should keep talking about that. That's the way you get in there. However, we should have had. Because we were trying to bring them to September.
Like, if you'd asked me any questions at all, I would have gone with my, you know, not remembering what was in the letter anyway.
I reported $1 million in this place down.
Yes, I was there. Diane Dollar's in there.
Oh, we put more than $1 million diamonds. I know we put half in America. So that's more than $1 million in diamonds. I know we put more than $500,000. Some time ago we crossed the $500,000 mark. I 7 months ago. I looked at it. I told me what I could do with $500,000. That's why I made my reference. I checked it. I said it'd be me and him. So
I remember that. I think
that was a month ago.
Yeah.
We passed $500,000 and shit. We sent lots of thousands of dollars.
We were talking about points of guilt. That's one of them was me, because I should have really stood up and screamed when he threw that big issue, because I thought he was unqualified to do it. And not only that, you don't build a city for $850,000 nowhere in this whole damn world.
We ought to quit listening to Shaker. He's a damn utopian dream. You look at that thing up there in Willits, and you look at that damn publishing house that you have to
I don't know what else.
We got into there. We got $500,000 in that goddamn complex. Thrown right in here. We want to sell it for $200,000. That's all his bullshit. Anything I've invested in is all we paid money. Now that these others like JR and him get it run down some damn rat hole, it always ends up there.
Right.
That's a big point of guilt with me.
It's a big point of guilt with me too. Shouldn't have let him get by with it. That was that Nessa Myrtle spot. And nothing but a law.
Did you guys ever get rid of that part, you know, that little complex thing up there?
I don't know, we got rid of it, but then they said we had to pay, she had to pay her mother back because we lost money and we got $8,000 debt. But it's a little trip that stuff up the other day. Well, that was quite the truth, so I washed my hands of that. She never gets back to some people. Some people are manipulated. She unloads all the children she don't want in my temple. Like in here. I got all the children she don't want. She kept the ones that work.
Any others?
I told you the day the good, I tell you the bad. Deanna, she'll be Deanna till the day she fucking dies. Somebody slits her goddamn throat.
That will be Merc.
Not one of my favorites.
Merc
is slave here. I hate to see men be bossy over women, Doctor, but I hate to see a man and let a woman emasculate him like she has done. He has no confidence at all. Whatever sticks she snaps her fingers, that's the way he goes. And to me, it looks good. No couple in relationship should be that. There should be give, take, equal, based on principle. But then that goddamn shit, I never knew. So she gave me her, they gave me her son, who's troubled now. They gave her to be a Mulcair son. And her daughter she got in trouble with. And Lachey, he's trouble. Both her daughters. And kept only the little daughter, he keeps a bird.
And
Sandy. Yeah, it was Sandy. And you think of who works for her. And another girl who works for her.
Well, I heard somewhere, I thought they were running a business for
it. It's always a business that we can't quite buy.
I'm up there, dude. I let them go through the shit with them. I don't even bother them to call them to meet them. Kids come, but I don't even call them. They don't come to my government meeting.
They have missile
protection office? That Clancy is one of the finest young men in the world. He was his asshole. He tried to tell us he was a traitor.
Yeah.
He brought out all he didn't think what he was a pig. So he was a pig. He didn't move the FBI. The shit that's yesterday. That's why he didn't believe he was changed, Kenny.
Well,
the FBI. And I mean, he did it to get his friends in trouble. And Clancy was working his ass off with that publication. He's so transformed. And I don't mean just 1 month run. He's been doing it for a year and a half. She don't give him one damn bit of help. There is the biggest bullshitter will run down the lane. Leander, a bullshitter. Terrible bullshitter. And Bert's got a lot of ability, but when he says, if she told Bert to jump off the Golden Gate, he'd jump off. If she told Bert to be a Catholic, he'd be a Catholic. If she gets in this position, I'm not sure he can. I said, now, come on, Hannah, honey. He wants that to be put in position. Well, his mother is not prepared to talk to the church. So, she said, well, that's a really good patient. I don't give a shit, lady. I got out of that deal. I'm glad they have kids. I wouldn't take care of her money. I said, you can let it go. And she said, I can make it go. She said, you can make it go, so you take it and make it go. She always got your way of getting back at you. She dumps all her kids on me and said, yeah, that's fine. I like kids. She's a loser, but I'm interested in people. I want to win people for socialism, and she's already lost them. The bigger boy is already turning away from her. He's turning away from her. Yeah. He's turning away from her because she just dumped him. You know, goddamn love, outside of you, and a lot of our folks inside ain't got money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a dangerous one. If Janet doesn't commit treason someday, I'll be highly surprised. I expect her to be right in the company line. She's not there now, she comes to church. I don't know if she knows I don't want her in government because I don't invite her. I never have any calls. If she missed a couple of meetings, I never invite her anymore. I'm much more comfortable with her not being in government. These people don't talk about that kind of stuff. Maybe just a moment, Jason, and I'm in this judgment. I put her square after her face. I said, Deanna will always be what's best for Deanna. And I said something else to her, too, what she said. That's right. You said something in her. My God, you don't continue to want you to get honest and leave or something. Or was it something she could get out of?
I don't know exactly.
Anyway, anything I said, worse to her than I've said about it here. That's true of anybody out of the show. I look at that, you're a fucking dude. You bullshit me. I said, you play with me. I don't know your game. You think I don't know your game, but I know. At that point, you start losing your shit. But that may be a mistake, and I make jokes for it, because you don't tell people. You know, they're gay. Unless they're very trustworthy. Well, I've paid you quite a compliment tonight.
Yeah.
Your babies. I shouldn't do it. And yet, I'm, in a way, I ought to, because I need to get her out. She's scared too much. No one's scared too much. That was my look to her example. Let her get out there. Let's stand and you think we'll work for her. Because in my opinion, Deanna looks after Deanna.
Yeah.
I've been over to the house. They got a house. They got a business. So you say I'm there to stop me and give it to one of those helpers? You say I'm there and ask them, find it for help. I said, no, it's there. No, sir, we got kids, that's it. Get your goddamn business, make it yourself. Because you want to make a capitalist business go. I may be all wrong, but that's my opinion. Have you worked with your government? What do you think of it? What do you think of it?
You're right.
We got Angel like the man Clancy who she tried to control him. She tried to make him think he was in love with her. And he woke up the fact that he was homosexual like everybody else, and boy, she dropped his ass like a hot potato. In fact, not only did she drop us in love, loved someone. She made it doubly hard for him. Dumped shit on him. Wouldn't tell him anything. Private information. Love like that. one of your companions here. You got a faith that one of your companions here, that somebody got him some misinformation that you were no longer interested in. And immediately they got that bitchy attitude, goddamn. Well, I thought that he loved it. I said, settle down. Nobody knew that he was not broken. And then he come in and got it. Fuck the rest of the time. The worst shit. And I'm not going to say which one it was. Maybe it was all you.
Yeah, it was potentially there.
But this woman acted like a goddamn bitch particularly, but I only told her to lie. Somebody didn't do it on purpose, but they said something, but they were just, he don't want no relationship anymore. Yeah, he damn such bullshit as I asked all. Carrying on, I never talked to him. Settle down. Still love. That's how little there is to love. The moment somebody that you think that you're in love with, the moment you tell them that you don't love them, that's it. That's it, your fucking ass. They put a knife square in your back. That's why personal, selfish, centered, sexual love is not love at all. It's security, like it. It's a crutch. Now, I hate to tell you that because it drives your motivation away, unless you're principled. I'm sure that you ought to have to be principled, you wouldn't be over here. You can't live on a dream forever. Mm-hmm. Most of you haven't seen your companion for what, a year and a half? Huh? Mm-hmm. See, the latest I think might have more trouble if he wasn't Jewish.
I know of it now.
I'm really thinking of it.
Yeah. Doesn't sound like it.
The Vulcan red.
Yeah. I didn't even have the diamond.
I've got that much faith in you. Well, I wasn't worried about that. I'm not worried about him, but he gets paranoid. I just thought, I didn't care. I had to tell you, so he figured it out, so I told him. She didn't love him again. Wow, bye. No matter. She acted like a regular little bitch for about 3 or 4 days. I just put a shoe in her ass. But she no different than the other woman. I've been through them all. They all do that way when they think they've been burned. That eye for you until they think you don't want them. Or don't quite want them as much as you want somebody else. Yeah. Or you even want them just half as much. Yeah. I mean, you love them as somebody half as much as you love them. I mean, and then fuck the relationship. I would stay alive 2 more seconds for a relationship. Nothing to it. Mm-hmm. So I told my mother, that's the only area my mother has to fully love at all. I don't trust you. I don't trust you in that term of relationship. You're not fully at that point. I can share you, if you're not fully comfortable about sharing with you, more comfortable all that, you have to do it. And she'll be all right. The time I die, she'll be perfect. And that's the follow. The best of all. But that's what I'm talking about. That one area, she's just not quite, because she gets too much involved with people who hurt her. Yes, I always hurt her. Not me, she knows me, she's one of me, she's asked me to do things, and it isn't that, you know, I'm doing something with her, but she gets too emotionally involved with people who she thinks let her down. And you were too dear in her bed, in her shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And she's as perfect as you can come to when it comes to leaving her, and tireless. Fighting for you, giving of her body, giving of her energy, working night and day, and she does. She gives more than anybody else. There's no doubt about it. But I want to cure her, because if I die, I want her to be perfect. Unfortunately, I mean, if we both happen to lay down our body, then we have to get somebody else. And I work hard. I've got models. A lot of good work I've achieved with this cart now. My cart now. I see a lot of good things with my Cardinal. My Cardinal is away from his wife. My daughter, too, was not productive for Mike. sue on the main market into the dependent. I don't need to be a dependent, because that's how pitiful I am.
I never just sued my daughter.
She goes, check. I said, this don't night, you've got to get independent of this woman. Because you may have to leave this movement, and you can't have a woman run me around in the nose. You gotta get clear. And like the tour Suzanne up, because you don't pay for kick from her no more. Suzanne used to throw a little pouch and get away. Can't get no more. And they said, if you want to go to come into community, you just move out the door. She's doing real well now. I said, if you don't come into community, you don't stay in this place. You go. To verify. Turner Ava Brown. I said, you're a goddamn Christian. Broke up.
That's right.
I said, you're going to move in this community. You're going to live together. You like this boy. You're going to live together. You slaughtered enough together. Now you live together. You're going to have a room right here in this goddamn church? And yes, sir. I ain't going to do it. I said, then you're not going to be my daughter. See, I don't expect no more out of you than I do myself.
Mm-hmm.
I said to her, see, that's a flat hit. Mike's going to your trial, and Mike went to your trial. I didn't make him go. He wanted to go. But she's going to get in some shit. She's going to get divorced. I said, go ahead, get divorced. He's the place. He won't give a shit now. He's like you. He's ready for dinner. He won't give a shit. She starts that shit with him. He says, Father, I won't give a shit. Down. She said, give a shit. She lies like an awkward. She got down himself down the steps. He told me a couple months ago. But after, you don't have to knock very long, because if you show yourself independent, they leave you alone. And she finally got off his goddamn back. She don't say no shit. She don't do no good. She used to school. She's my daughter. It's a fact. You just go into moods. You live with it. Well, you can go into moods. I felt guilt. I said, where the hell have I failed? Suzanne, you fucking moved. But you were there one time when I told her. I said, Suzanne, you line up out of that door.
Yeah.
I said, go. Like I said, just to Suzanne, I said to Stephen one night, he's showing his ass. Temper, I said, Stephen, you're my son, but don't count on it. You're 16. You ought to break that to that so you feel more secure about this.
You must have
looked at it. You kind of want to die.
Now, next time, wake up, set up.